the Pod Fix Network.
So, Paul, you have a dog, right?
I do have a dog.
Do you have more than one dog?
Nope, just the one. She's enough.
Okay. And what kind of dog do you have?
She is, we had one of those doggy DNA tests done, and she is an Australian cattle dog. She's like half Australian cattle dog and then half black lab and boxer and border collie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, then that's what my dad called. When we were growing up, my dad would call that a Heinz 57.
Yes.
I don't think that's not a technical term. So I would assume you would agree that your dog deserves tasty, healthy, real food instead of kibble.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't know what you're feeding your dog, but I have a suggestion.
Okay.
Perhaps you've heard of Sundays.
Sundays?
Yes. Sundays is real food for dogs. It's formulated by a vet, and it only has the highest quality fresh meat. I can't believe what this stuff is made out of. It's made of the highest quality fresh meat, veggies, fruit, and superfoods, and then air-dried to perfection. I don't eat that good. Like, that, those words in combination is better than what I eat myself as a human.
It's true.
First of all, it's made in the USA.
Okay.
In a USDA human food facility. It's shelf-stable. It's affordable. It's actually 40% less than other fresh brand dog foods.
Wow.
It's perfect for picky eaters. I'm a picky eater, so it's perfect for me.
Yeah.
And they also customize it for your dog's size, breed, and activity level.
My goodness. Well, Chris, my dog is very content to root through the garbage and drink out of the toilet. Is there an offer code if I want to try this product, or, and why should I try this product?
Well, you should try it because it comes with a hassle-free money-back guarantee, and it will give your dog better stool, more energy, improved weight, and a softer coat.
Okay, define better stool.
Well, some stools are too high and your dog can't jump up there, right? Like, no. They need a little bit of
okay.
help.
Okay.
This is lower and has kind of a sticky top on it so that it can land easily on top.
Oh, that's far more convenient. Good.
Yeah, much better stool. And okay. You get all of this starting at less than $2 a day, Paul.
Less than $2 a day?
Yes, that's right. And here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
I want you to go to the website, Sundays for Dogs.
Okay.
It'll only take you 60 seconds. And what you'll find there is a quiz, and you take the quiz, and it'll tell you the right formula for your pup.
Okay.
Yes. And I didn't ignore you. I did hear you ask about an offer code. We have one of those, too. So not only is it 40% less than the competitor, if you use the offer code PODFIX, P-O-D-F-I-X, I'm going to assume you've heard of it, you'll get another 35% off.
Wow. What a deal.
So basically, for far less than any other garbage you can find at the grocery store, you can buy this dog food for your dog.
That is amazing. I'm literally going to try that out.
You should.
So I can go to the website and say, beep, beep, boop, boop. My dog likes to root around in the garbage and drink out of the toilet, and it'll go beep, beep, boop, boop, and give me a customized diet plan for my weird, gross dog.
Yes, it will.
That's amazing.
Paul, Sundays for Dogs.
Well, hello, listeners. You're listening to This Week Today, a comedy podcast that takes a brief look at this week in history, news, entertainment, and more.
Welcome to the show. I'm Toph. Once again, Adam is not with us today. I think I said on the last show that he'd be back next week, and he's not. He's still gone. I don't know where he is. He might be in Austin, Texas. He might be in Vienna, Austria. There's no telling where. He's kind of like Waldo. Adam has turned into Waldo. But I've got good news. In his place, dear listener, we have a longtime friend of the show. And he's got some very exciting news for you. Let me introduce him. It's the great Paul Chomo.
Ooh, the great Paul Chomo. Hello, everybody.
The mediocre Paul Chomo.
No. I like great. Great is good. You know, Keith is like the MVP, and I'm just skipping that, and I'm going to podcasting legend. I'm aiming for podcasting legend, and then once that happens, then I can like run a consulting business, and I can tell people that they have to make the most boring, safe podcast imaginable, and they give me money and then I get rich. That's what happens when you're a podcasting legend.
There's no way that someone would go out and do what you just described. Who would do that?
I know it's a revolutionary idea. I just thought of it.
No, no one would do that. There's no way there's people out there doing that. There's not a single person that's more well-known than anyone else for doing that that would actually go out and do that. I don't believe it.
Podcasting legend. That's what I'm aiming for.
Okay, well, aim high. Aim high. There is something that I want to bring up to you before we get rolling here. We've done 112 episodes of this show, of This Week Today.
Mm-hmm.
Half of those, it just so happens you're here on a unique day because we've done half of those while I was part of our previous podcast, Gravity Beard. And now we've done that exact same number since we spun off from Gravity Beard. We've done 56 before and 56. This is our 56th since.
How cool is that?
Now, I don't know if you remember, but you appeared on episode 2.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yes. So since you appeared here, we've done 110 episodes.
I know. It's crazy.
By the way, that aired on May 21st, 2017. That was 5 years ago.
That is amazing.
Right?
That is amazing. It took me 5 years to get back here. Every week I hear that Keith Gowla, and I'm like, why is he there and not me? Like, he's, you know, MVP. Come on.
Well, it's funny you would say that because our email inbox is flooded with emails asking that exact same question.
Why is Keith Gowla on every other week?
Yeah, too much Keith. We want more Paul.
I love you, Keith. Keith is the MVP.
Keith, we kid. But yeah, so it's been 5 years and 110 episodes since you've been on the show.
I don't want another five years to go by before I'm on again.
I don't either. But to be fair, we've done many projects together, either on one of your projects or my projects together since then.
Yes.
It just so happens that those weren't on This Week Today.
Yep.
So I guess I just say, I'm sorry and welcome back.
You're forgiven and thank you.
Thank you so much. I treasure your friendship, and I've told you that.
Likewise.
All right, well, with that, let's get started and take a look at the calendar of special days so everyone knows what to celebrate this week. Keith, I don't know why... Keith, good Lord Almighty. I'm not editing that either. Paul! He really is the MVP.
Wow. Okay, well, maybe it will be another 5 years before I come back.
and now it's because you refuse to come back. So, Paul, I don't know why this falls in June, but today is National Turkey Lovers Day.
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Now, you can wash that down with tomorrow's celebration, National Vanilla Milkshake Day. Now, Ooh. I like vanilla more than most people. I think it is an actual flavor.
Oh, of course it is.
Vanilla doesn't get enough credit. However, if I could choose a milkshake, it would probably be strawberry.
Strawberry milkshake's pretty good, although my milkshake consuming days are long behind me.
Oh, mine too.
Yeah.
However, I definitely celebrate Tuesday's celebration, which is National Smoothie Day. I eat at least one. Do you eat a smoothie? Drink. I drink at least one smoothie a day, and many days two.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm big on smoothies.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Really enjoy smoothies. Now, something that goes great with milkshakes is another thing that I don't consume anymore. Wednesday, we're celebrating National Onion Rings Day.
Oh, I love onion rings. I love onion rings. I'm sensing a theme with these days.
Yeah, as you should. So Thursday, I'd like to dedicate to my father, National Pecan Sandies Day.
Very underrated cookie.
Yes. And for some reason, I think relegated to old people now. I think only old people eat pecan sandies.
Yes. They keep them in their cupboards with the Werther's original candies.
That's right.
And the pecan sandies and the... Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Friday is National Pralines Day. And then we'll wrap up our week of delicious celebrations on Saturday with National Chocolate Pudding Day.
Mmm. Chocolate pudding.
Which you can get with your Luann platter at Luby's starting at 4 p.m. every afternoon.
That's in the pantry next to the Werther's Originals and the Pecan Sandies.
Yes, it is. And with that, Paul, perhaps we should turn our attention to this week in history.
All right. In the year 1900, the Boxer Rebellion begins in China. Do you know what the Boxer Rebellion is?
I was assuming it was a bunch of Chinese prize fighters that refused to fight.
That's what I thought, too. I mean, you don't really see any Chinese boxers, do you? I can't think of a Chinese boxer.
Not since 1900, no.
No.
That rebellion remains until today.
Yeah. Skip ahead 75 years. Jaws released in theaters. Very good movie. Still holds up. In 1992, mafia boss John Gotti, also known as the Teflon Don, is sentenced to life in prison.
I like the irony of that note.
What's that?
He's the Teflon Don, and yet he was arrested and sentenced to life. So apparently, much like the pans in my own cupboard, the Teflon has rubbed off.
Yeah. A few of those charges did actually stick. In 2009, Michael Jackson dies at the age of 50. That was sad. 2011, notorious Boston mobster Whitey Bulger is arrested. Whitey Bulger always sounded like the name of a soybean farmer in Kansas and not like this hardened mob boss in New England.
He also sounds like a relief pitcher from like the Yankees in 1932.
Yeah, there you go. In 2013, Nick Walenda crosses the Grand Canyon on a high wire, which was stupid.
Ever since I was a child, I wanted to be a Walenda.
Did you really?
Yes.
I did not.
Oh, all right. I'm feeling very isolated right now.
No, I used to watch the high wire acts, you know, like on TV or wherever, and I used to be fascinated by it, and I would wait for someone to fall and die, and they never did. And then I would think, that's something I never really want to do.
But there were also trapeze artists. It was the Flying Walendas.
Oh, there were trapeze artists too?
Yes. They were called the Flying Walendas as a family. It was amazing.
Wow. Okay.
So not so much the high wire stuff, but as I watched them do their crazy trapeze stuff, I was like, I want to be a Walenda.
Maybe the trapeze stuff, but definitely not the high wire stuff.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Plus, who has the patience to cross the Grand Canyon? Good Lord, that's a long walk. I don't want to do that on a sidewalk or a bridge. That's so much walking. Good Lord.
Too much walking. In 2018, a kids' soccer team becomes trapped in a cave. They apparently went in there to have a birthday party. They thought it'd be cool to have a birthday party in a cave. The cave filled with water. All 12 boys survived, but two of their rescuers did not survive.
Yeah, that was a crazy story.
Yeah. And in 2021, 98 people die when a condo in Miami called the Surfside Condo collapsed. I did not realize that many people died in that collapse.
I didn't either.
That's nuts.
Paul, now that we have history out of the way, how about the news?
Yes, the news. Do you have my favorite jingle on hand?
Of course I do.
Oh, that's excellent.
Now, Paul, speaking of Keith, I normally reserve this special experience for him and him alone. But since you were from Florida, and Florida is known for...
Well, just pluck something at random, I guess. Crazy meth people, hurricanes, elderly people who are very poor drivers. What else? Oppressive heat, alligators... mosquitoes the size of Volvos. Am I getting close?
That's right, Paul. Florida man.
Florida man.
Yes. One of the first things that comes to mind when I think of Florida is Florida man. And thank you, Florida man, because there's always an endless list of stories about Florida man. And so I have a special treat for you, Paul. Today
oh, great.
We have, in honor of Keith and you, because you're from Florida... Florida Man Quick Hits.
All right. I love it.
We'll kick things off with this. I'm assuming you heard about this story because you're from Florida. A passenger with no apparent flying experience managed to land a small plane in Florida.
What?
Did you not hear about this?
No.
So it was him, two other passengers, and the pilot passed out.
That's inconvenient.
Yes. And so this guy moved the pilot out of the pilot seat, got into the pilot seat, and successfully landed the plane.
Wow. Did they say how? Like, did the tower kind of guide him through it, or did he just use previous, like, video game airplane flag knowledge?
I have some details.
Okay.
The flight originated from Marsh Harbor in the Bahamas, which is about an hour from where he finally landed. He landed at the Palm Beach International Airport. And in an audio call made to air traffic control, the unidentified passenger can be heard warning, "I've got a serious situation here." He says, "My pilot has gone incoherent, and I have no idea how to fly the airplane."
Oh, gosh.
And the dispatcher responds, "Roger, what's your position?" And he responds, "I have no idea." So he doesn't know how to fly the plane, and he can't tell them where he is.
Turns out that when you're up in the air and you look down, there's like no lines or labels or like, you know, handy little numbers to tell you what you're looking at.
And isn't that terribly inconvenient?
Very inconvenient.
So all he tells them is that, "I can see the coast of Florida in front of me."
Okay.
That's all he tells them. And so the dispatcher tells him, he tells him to do two things: maintain wing level and just try to follow the coast either north or southbound. Ultimately, the controller was able to walk the passenger through all the steps to successfully and safely land the plane.
There you go.
Isn't that insane?
All lives were saved. All pants were shat.
Well, except for the guy that passed out, perhaps. But either way, that guy's a hero.
Wow. He's like
the Sully Sullenberger of civilians.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Our next story, which we have plenty of time for, which is rare. A homeless man in Tampa, Florida, Paul,
yes,
recently made a shocking and life-changing discovery.
Okay.
The guy's name is John Halinski, and he is 62 years old. He's homeless, and his case manager spent several weeks trying to help him locate his personal identification documents to get him into housing and work.
Okay.
Sounds simple enough. So here's the steps that he had to go through. First, he drove to the local tax collector's office, where he was able to finally get a temporary state of Florida ID card. Then using the temporary ID card, he was able to get a birth certificate. Then with the birth certificate and temporary ID card, he went to the Social Security office to see if he was still receiving benefits. It turned out he had always been receiving benefits, and he just wasn't aware of it because he lost his debit card and had no access to his bank account.
Oh, no.
Yes. So then he drove to his old bank, where he found his account, which had still been collecting pension money over all this time. And since he now had his temporary ID card, he could now get access to his account.
Nice.
This guy who had been homeless actually has a bank account with a decent amount of money in it.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Ah.
I think this is a good decision, but the article says that Halinski did not want to disclose how much was in his account, but he's now gone from living in a cardboard box in downtown Tampa, Florida, where he was for over 3 years, to being able to sustain himself in a modest apartment.
Oh my goodness. Well, good for him.
Yes. All while receiving enough in monthly pension payments, large enough that he doesn't have to work.
Wow.
So how about that for a change in fortune?
I thought you were going to say like an alligator ate them or something.
Oh yeah, I forgot. The end of the story was he got attacked by an alligator. Yeah, at Disney World. Okay, so Paul.
Yes.
We have one final feel-good story of the day.
Okay.
But before we can discuss it, I have to play this.
Warning. This contains graphic content that may distress some readers.
Oh boy. Hashtag true crime.
Well, we'll see about that. So, Paul, due to a distraction, a Florida man got into a head-on collision with a FedEx truck in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Okay.
Would you like to guess what was distracting him?
Distracted. Boy, there could be any number of things that could distract you. I'm going to say a hot dog vendor in a bikini.
Okay, good guess. No, actually, he was distracted because the woman who was in the car with him was admiring him in a certain intimate way.
Okay. So my guess actually wasn't a good guess.
I mean, it was sort of. I mean, you
no, it was. Well, it was. It had something to do with women and wieners.
So you got close. You were flirting with the correct answer. So, the unidentified man and his female companion were both found partially naked after the collision. And so images from the crash show both vehicles badly damaged at a busy intersection with four people sitting or lying down nearby. One of the victims can be seen lying on the ground with their pants around their ankles.
I think we can guess which one that is.
As officers tended to them. I like this part. This is my favorite part of the story. Rescue officials said that the driver sustained an unspecified injury to his groin area due to the circumstances of the crash.
Oh, no. We can just kind of all use our imaginations on that one, I think.
You actually don't have to use your imagination?
Oh, no.
Because the Daily Mail was far less discreet in reporting because they just said the man's penis was nearly bitten off. But they go on, presumably because the impact caused his companion to bite down.
Oh, God.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Now, if you're looking for a silver lining, and perhaps you are, then you'll want to know that the FedEx driver and passenger in the truck also suffered injuries, but only minor.
Okay.
And it was unclear if any charges would be filed against the driver or his passenger.
I think they've suffered enough.
Right. It certainly might fall into that category.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, this isn't the first time someone got into a car crash due to what the article describes as vehicular fellatio. Because a Florida couple made headlines in November after engaging in that behavior in the back of a cop car with the woman yelling, "50."
That's Florida.
Yeah, during the recorded romp. So
that is a Florida story if I've ever heard one.
Mm-hmm. Now, Paul, with that, we have run out of time and cannot get to our next story.
Oh, son of a...
I know. I'm sorry.
Every time. Every time, Toph.
I know. I can't help it.
Jesus.
I'm so very sorry. But I do have a headline. Okay. And here it is. Florida woman falls to her death after a drawbridge opens.
Womp, womp, womp.
Mm-hmm. And there you go, Paul. Florida man quick hits.
I love it.
And with that, Paul, perhaps you have birthdays for us?
I sure do. Chris Pratt, star of the new Jurassic Dinosaur Kingdom Planet movie, is 43 years old. I just went and saw that movie last night. It's very fun. Mm. Don't know what it's called. I know it's called Jurassic something. Jason Mraz, fedora-wearing musician, is 45 years old. He has a greatest hits album with 19 songs on it. I only know one. Nicole Kidman is 55. Paula Abdul is 60 years old. She did backup vocals for a song called Opposites Attract by MC Scat Cat. And that's her claim to fame. Nobody's ever really seen her since after she's been in that
that
MC Scat Cat video.
Mm-hmm.
Cyndi Lauper is 69 years old.
Nice.
Golden Girls just want to have fun. John Goodman, incredible actor, 70 years old.
That's a milestone, Adam.
What is your favorite John Goodman role?
Has to be The Big Lebowski.
Oh, that's good.
Although he's done many, so it's hard to choose.
Raising Arizona will always have a special place in my heart.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he's in Raising Arizona Gale.
Although my favorite one of my favorite lines from that movie was not a John Goodman line. It was from the other guy that broke out of prison with him. And it's when they're sitting around the table and they're eating cereal. And that guy looks up at Nick Cage's wife and he goes, awful good cereal flakes, Miss Madonna. That's one of my favorites.
Yes, they release themselves from jail on their own recognizance.
Yeah, I've never called them cereal flakes before that, but I certainly did afterwards.
Cereal flakes.
Awful good cereal flakes, Miss Madonna.
Wonderful actress Meryl Streep. She is 73.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, 73 years old, Lionel Richie.
All right, how about some born this week, but now dead?
All right, thank you, Paul, and thank you, Clay Groves. This week, we only have one person who was born on this day, but now dead. Lou Gehrig, who died in 1941 at the age of 38. Today, he would have been 118.
It's a really weird coincidence that he died of Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah, how did he not see that coming? It's ridiculous.
What are the odds?
One to a bazillion?
It's completely tasteless. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Lou Gehrig's family's definitely coming after me. Oh, great. More emails from Lou Gehrig's family. I desperately need Lou Gehrig's family to leave me alone.
And I have a Lionel Richie story if you have a couple minutes. So first of all, finish the sentence. Tambalite se te moya.
I know that song, but I don't know the end of that.
Hey, jumbo jumbo. Okay. Somebody okay. out there did that. All right. So a while back, I told a story about a girl that I dated, and she broke up with me and dragged me to a Reba McEntire concert.
You actually told that on an episode of my podcast.
I think I did, and I told it on an episode of my podcast, too, so go back and listen to that. Is it hyperbole to call it traumatic?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
So, back in that time, in the early 90s, Lionel Richie had a minor top 40 hit called My Destiny. And, you know, when you're dating somebody and you're getting involved with them, you have, like, your little song that reminds you of them, and that's your song, you know? And so our song was My Destiny by Lionel Richie. And apparently I was not her destiny. So here's what happened. So she broke up with me. And then I would be driving around in my car and that song would come on the radio. I'd be all alone in my car. And every time it would come on, I'd be like, I would just shout at the top of my lungs, "F*** you, Lionel Richie." and that just kept happening, and it happened for decades. She got married, I got married, I had kids, and every time that song came on in my car or wherever, if I was alone, I would shout that.
Did it go from like a cathartic exercise to just tradition?
Just tradition. Yeah, exactly. Because
I just feel like I have to. I was over it 25 years ago, but now I just feel like I have to keep doing this.
To this day, if I'm in the grocery store and I'm shopping around and that song comes on the intercom, like, I won't shout it, but I'll walk around and I'll be like, "F*** you, Lionel Richie." You know? And the man has never done anything but good for me. I have gotten dozens of minutes of entertainment from Lionel Richie's music. All of his popular songs, I like all of them. And he is not to blame. But still, that song just, yeah, it's like you say, it's become a tradition.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That's awesome. All right, Paul. Well, that brings us to the end of this episode of This Week Today. But before we go, please tell us about your brand new show.
Oh, thank you. I have a podcast called Avast, and it is about pirates. I wanted to do a podcast about the golden age of piracy and make something that nobody else was making. So hopefully it'll be a combination of history and education and comedy. I'll attempt to make it funny and fun to listen to, and pop culture, and just a good good time learning about the golden age of piracy and pirates and all sorts of piratey maritime things.
And when does it launch?
It has already launched. I put an episode zero out there. I've actually recorded one episode, but I have to re-record it. So there's going to be one regular episode out. Hopefully by the time this podcast goes out, one real episode of my podcast will be out there in the world.
That's what I meant, is like your first official episode.
Yeah, I don't know when I'm going to release it, but hopefully it will coincide. Maybe it will coincide with this episode.
That would be delightful. Okay,
yeah,
great. And do you have any socials or any place you want people to follow you or the show?
Yeah, just look for Avast in your podcast catching device, and you'll find it. We are at Avast Podcast on Twitter and Instagram.
Very good. Great. All right. Just some brief credits before we go. Come join us in our Facebook group. It's called the Gravity Beard Interns. Find us on Twitter by searching at This Week Pod. The number for the JonBenet Ramsey Crime Tips Hotline is 214-531-3936. We'd appreciate it if you would subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. This Week Today is a proud member of the PodFix Network. For more information, go to podfixnetwork.com or search at PodFix on Twitter. Thank you to our friend Phil Rude for our custom logo. For my dear, dear friend Paul Chomo, I'm your co-host Toph. You've been listening to This Week Today. It's what your ears will want to be listening to.
Bye.
This Week Today is a proud member of the PodFix Network.